Good morning and welcome to Rock of Ages on WMFO Medford. This is Ron LaRussa. I am genuinely excited about today's show. We will have our usual Phil's Pick and One Hit Wonder of the Rock Era, but we've got a special feature today. We're going to be looking into the music phenomenon that was launched on this day in the late 1970s that caused the rock industry to absolutely lose their minds and almost lose their way permanently. All coming up in the next hour, including the best rock of all eras on WMFO.
Cold and the cards all fold, and the saints we see are all made of gold. When your dreams all fail and the wounds we heal are the worst of all, and the bloods run stale. I wanna hide the truth, I wanna shelter you, but with the beast inside, there's nowhere we can hide. No matter what we breed, we still are made of greed. This is my kingdom come, this is my kingdom come. the sinners crawl. So they dug your grave and the masquerade will come calling out at the mess you've made. Don't wanna let you down, but I am hellbound. Oh, this is all for you. Don't wanna hide the truth. No matter what we breed, we still are made of greed. This is my kingdom come. This is my kingdom come.
Imagine Dragons and Demons. And we heard the Steve Miller Band up top with Swingtown here on Rock of Ages. On a Monday morning, good morning. Ron LaRussa here. We do the show every Monday from 8 till 9 o'clock in the morning. I hope you had a good weekend. I'm feeling very optimistic this week. As you know, the first COVID vaccines are being distributed in Massachusetts as we speak. So there is good news in the future and help is on the way. So I'm feeling pretty good about that. Also, I think Star Wars fans are feeling great this week. Disney announced 10 more Star Wars properties that will be released over the next couple of years, including one, Obi-Wan Kenobi, where Ian McGregor is going to return in that role for a special series. And it is going to begin 10 years after the end of Star Wars Revenge of the Sith. I'm not a huge Star Wars fan, but I did like that movie, especially at the end, when Anakin Skywalker turned into Darth Vader. That was pretty dramatic. And so the new series is going to pick up 10 years after that. So Star Wars fans have a lot to be optimistic about now, too. It is time now for Phil's Pick. Every week at this time, my friend Phil from Watertown digs into his wide and vast music collection and pulls out something for us to listen to, one of his recommendations. And let's hear what he has in store for us this week.
Hi, this is Phil from Watertown, and you're listening to Phil's Pick. This week's tune is Roll Away the Stone by Shannon McNally. Shannon McNally is a singer-songwriter based out of Mississippi. Her music is steeped in folk, country, and bluesy rock. So sit back and enjoy. Thanks for listening. Be safe and be kind.
Sex, drugs, and rock and roll ain't gonna save my soul. Brings the heat, puts the devil in the driver's seat. I said, oh,
That's Tom Petty. There's been a change of heart. And also Shannon McNally, Roll Away the Stone, which is today's Phil's pick. Phil from Watertown will be with us again next week at this time. He will give us his pick for great rock music, and we look forward to seeing what he comes up with for us next week at this time here on Rock of Ages on WMFO. Well, today is a watershed date in not just music history, but really pop culture history. On December 14th, 1977, the movie Saturday Night Fever was released. Now, dance music had pretty much left the rock scene by that time. Music was very serious, right? It was to be listened to, and lyrics were to be analyzed. Groups like Led Zeppelin and The Who and Pink Floyd, even the Eagles, put out kind of very serious, listenable music. But disco had been creeping on the scene in the background for a couple of years and was growing. And by 1977, when Saturday Night Fever was released, it became a huge cultural phenomenon. If you're young and too young to remember back then, it's hard to imagine a time when one thing can dominate everything, but there wasn't the same choice and distribution of media back then. And so literally, disco was everywhere. It was on every TV commercial. It dominated every television show. There were movies about it, books. Your parents took hustle lessons. It was everywhere. And it's impossible to overstate the abject terror that this unleashed on the rock world, which caused many well-established album rock artists to completely lose their minds. So it's easy now to forget how many of them gave in to the disco craze. Now granted, some were moving past their peak, and it was kind of a desperate attempt to regain their lost popularity. But many of them were at the height of their success. So I'm going to do something a little bit different today. I'm going to review with you some of the major rock acts that went disco at that time. And I guess everyone's exhibit A is probably Rod Stewart. Rod Stewart was coming off a very successful couple of albums, the last one being Footloose and Fancy Free, and which had some hard rock on it, right? The song Hot Legs, as well as his usual ballads, You're in My Heart and I Was Only Joking. And then in 1978, he released Blondes Have More Fun, and on it the song Do You Think I'm Sexy. The song was unapologetically disco, not only in the sound, but even in the lyrics, and it kind of became an anthem of the disco era. You can hear it there. His fans were kind of outraged and confused at the same time, and in years after that, he tried to write it off as some kind of satire, but it still stands as the prime example of a rock star gone disco back in the late 70s. Now, Rod Stewart's career definitely continued. In fact, he went on to sell many, many millions more records, but he never regained his credibility as a serious rock artist after that. Well, the next example I'm going to give you is the Electric Light Orchestra. They were also flying pretty high in the late 70s. In 1976, they had released a new world record, and then in 1977, Out of the Blue, which was a double album, sold over 10 million copies. And in fact, on one side, they had the whole album side called Concerto for a Rainy Day, which was very progressive and very highly orchestrated. Then in 1979, at the height of the disco era, they released Discovery and this song, Shine a Little Love. This song is completely disco, particularly when you get to the chorus. And in fact, people even thought the album itself, the title, was some sort of nod to disco. It was called Discovery, and people started calling it Disco Very. And you can hear when you get to the chorus, it's their best Bee Gees imitation. ELO. Another example of a major rock act that went disco in the wake of the release of Saturday Night Fever and the disco craze in the late 1970s. This one is one of my favorite examples. After being possibly the top-selling artist of the early and mid-1970s, by the late 70s, Elton John's career was struggling. His last two albums, A Single Man and The Thomas Bell Sessions, were the first of his career that did not include lyrics written by Bernie Taupin, and were definite failures by Elton John's standards. So in 1979, he released Victim of Love. This was more than just a nod to disco. This was a disco song, using literally all the bells and whistles that were common to disco songs back in the late 1970s. You said you never fake it. And hardcore Elton John fans did not know what to make of this song and rejected it in droves. And that really marked the end of Elton John's career as an album rock artist. He went on to be, a very, very successful and famous balladeer. And in fact, the next song he released after this one was Little Genie in 1980. And that was perceived as a massive comeback record for Elton John. And you really can't have a comeback unless you've fallen really far. And that's what he did with Victim of Love. I've got just a couple of more examples of rock stars who went disco. The Kinks were one of the British invasion bands that really made the transition from pop singles of the 1960s to album rock in the 1970s. And they have several rock classics like Lola, You Really Got Me. In 1979, at the height of the disco era, they released Low Budget and the song Superman. And you don't have to get beyond the first like four bars of this song to hear the disco influence. This one's a little different in that it's not a disco song per se, but it just shows the influence that disco had on rock and how rock was desperately trying to incorporate some of the things about disco that people were responding to. Had a cigarette and a cup of tea. I looked in the mirror, what did I see? A 9-stone weakling with nobody knees. I did my knees bent, press up. The Kinks managed to survive that just fine, and I think it's because they didn't really go all the way over the line to disco, but just kind of brought that beat into their rock sound. And here's another example of that. The last band you would ever associate with dance music, then or now, was the Grateful Dead. And yet Shakedown Street came out, and there's that beat again. Unmistakably influenced by disco. And because that one was perceived more as a nod to disco instead of an outright conversion, the Grateful Dead survived that one just fine too. I'm going to play one more song for you, and if I'm going to go play it straight through. This was probably the most controversial conversion to disco at the time. Even the band that many considered the greatest rock band of all time was not immune from the disco craze. Their fans were outraged when this song was released, and yet they loved it at the same time. So disco did not kill rock and roll, as some fans and artists feared it might. But it was clear that people wanted to dance, and that set the stage for new wave and the kind of more fun and uplifting music of the 1980s. And you can trace it all back to the release of Saturday Night Fever on this date in 1977. You're listening to Rock of Ages.
think I'm crazy. Stuffing on my feet, shuffling to the street, asking Pete, what's the matter with you, boy?
Rolling Stones, concluding our history lesson today on the influence of disco on rock in the late 1970s. I hope you enjoyed that feature. I enjoyed putting it together and listening to some of those old songs, and many of them you forgot. You forgot about how rock really was disrupted by disco and how some careers were affected forever. Not the Rolling Stones, though. They recovered just fine, too. Well, good morning. This is Ron LaRusso. Thank you for joining me on Rock of Ages this morning. Chris Cornell is one of those singers whose voice just came from another world. Every time I hear it, whether it be a Soundgarden or Audioslave song, it just stops me dead in my tracks. Well, his estate has surprise released a new posthumous album of covers from Chris Cornell. It's called No One Sings Like You Anymore. It came out just a couple of days ago. He recorded it in 2016. He plays all the instruments. It's got 10 songs on it, and these are from artists that inspired him. And it also, it's the last fully completed solo album that he recorded before his death in 2017. The album features renditions of songs like Watching the Wheels by John Lennon, Harry Nilsson's Jump Into the Fire, and even ELO's Showdown. And this one, Nothing Compares to You, from Chris Cornell on Rock of Ages.
It's been 7 hours and 16 days since you took your love away. I go out every night and sleep all day since you took your love away. Since you've been gone, I can do whatever I want. I can see whoever I choose. I can eat my dinner in a fancy restaurant, but nothing can take away. Compares to you. It's been so lonely without you here, like a bird without a song. Nothing can stop these lonely tears from falling.
That is Toad the Wet Sprocket, and Something's Always Wrong. And up top, Chris Cornell from his newly released album of covers. We heard Nothing Compares to You, a song written by Prince, made famous by Sinead O'Connor. Here on Rock of Ages on WMFO, it is time for our one-hit wonder. The last couple of weeks, we went back to the 1990s for our selection. Today, we'll go back to the 80s, and we'll get to it right after this.
All the talks we've had over the years, including what you've told me about not using alcohol and other drugs, they stick with me. And believe it or not, they really do make a difference, especially at times that matter most.
Hey, want a drink?
No thanks, I'm good. So thank you, Dad, for talking and preparing me for what's ahead.
Thank you for talking.
For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
It is time for our one-hit wonder of the album rock era. Remember the criteria, you can sing along to it, and you can't name another song by this artist. Today we'll feature Crowded House. They were formed in Australia in the mid-80s. Their first album was released in 1985 and was hugely successful on the strength of this song. They released three more albums over the next 10 years with minimal success before breaking up in 1995. They did reform in 2005, and they do have a small, loyal following still, but their one hit is one of those songs that's likely to live forever. Don't Dream It's Over by Crowded House on Rock of Ages.
Thank you.
Oh, the rag man draws circles up and down the block. I'd ask him what the matter was, but I know that he don't talk. And the ladies treat me kindly, and they furnish me with tape. But deep inside my heart, I know I can't escape. Oh, mama, can this really be the end? To be stuck inside of Mobile with the Memphis Blues again. Well, Shakespeare, he's in the alley with his pointed shoes and his bells, speaking to some French girl who says she knows me well. And I would send a message to find out if she's talked, but the post office has been stolen and the mailbox is locked. Oh, mama, can this really be the end? To be stuck inside of Mobile with the Memphis Blues again. Mona tried to tell me to stay away from the train line. She said that all the railroad men just drink up your blood like wine. And I said, oh, I didn't know. Again, there's only one I've met, and he just smoked my eyelids and punched my cigarette. Oh, mama, can this really be the end? To be stuck inside a Mobile with the Memphis Blues again. Grandpa died last week, and now he's buried in the rocks. But everybody still talks about how badly they were shocked. But me, I expected it to happen. I knew he'd lost control when I speed built a fire on Main Street and shot it full of holes. Oh, mama, can this really be the end? To be stuck inside of Mobile with the Memphis Blues again. Now the senator came down here showing everyone his gun, handing out free tickets to the wedding of his son. And me, I nearly got busted. And wouldn't it be my luck to get caught without a ticket and be discovered beneath the truck? Oh, mama, is this really the end? To be stuck inside a Mobile with the Memphis Blues again. Now the tea preacher looks so baffled when I asked him why he dressed with 20 pounds of headlines stapled to his chest. But he cursed me when I proved to him. Then I whispered and said, not even you can hide. You see, you're just like me. I hope you're satisfied. Oh, mama, can this really be the end? To be stuck inside of Mobile with the Memphis Blues again. Now the rain man gave me two cures, then he said, jump right in. The one was Texas medicine, the other was just railroad gin. And like a fool, I mixed them, and it strangled up my mind. And now people just get uglier, and I have no sense of time. Oh, mama, can this really be the end? To be stuck inside a mobile with the Memphis blues again. When Ruthie says, come see her in a honky-tonk lagoon, where I can watch her waltz for free neath her Panamanian moon. And I say, oh, come on now, you know about my debutante. And she says, your debutante just knows what you need, but I know what you want. Oh, mama, can this really be the end? To be stuck inside a mobile with the Memphis blues again. Now the bricks lay on Grand Street where the neon madmen clam. They all fall there so perfectly, it all seems so well timed. Sit so patiently, waiting to find out what price you have to pay to get out of going through all these things twice. Oh, mama, is this really the end? To be stuck here inside a mobile with the Memphis blues again.
Bob Dylan on Rock of Ages, Stuck Inside of Mobile with the Memphis Blues again. And before that, our one-hit wonder of the rock era for this week, Crowded House, Don't Dream It's Over. A song that is so popular that when they do it in concert now, they basically don't sing. They just hold the microphone out to the audience and let them do all the work. That's when you know you've got a really popular, iconic song. And that's what they have, Crowded House. On WMFO, this is Ron LaRussa. We are coming toward the end of the show. Speaking of Bob Dylan, you know, I do speak of Bob Dylan a lot on this show, but believe it or not, that's the first time I've ever played him in the history of Rock of Ages. He is going to have a very good Christmas this year because he sold his entire songwriting catalog last week to the Universal Music Publishing Group for an estimated price of $300 million. Being the smart businessman that he is, he's managed to maintain full control over the two aspects of his songs that music publishing covers, lyrics and melodies. So the catalog will not only be lucrative for UMPG in and of itself, but because Dylan is and remains one of the most widely covered artists in music, they will collect publishing royalties every time another artist covers one of his songs. $300 million in the bank for Bob Dylan this Christmas. Well, you're listening to Rock of Ages. We play the best rock from all eras. This one's from the early 2000s. This is Evanescence.
How can you see into my eyes like open doors?
Yeah.
Supertramp, and the title cut from their Breakfast in America album. And we heard Evanescence, Bring Me to Life. We are approaching 9 o'clock, and that brings us to the end of this version of Rock of Ages. I hope you enjoyed listening as much as I enjoyed bringing it to you today. We will be back again next week, 8 o'clock on Monday morning. Till then, Ron LaRusso saying, don't get too caught up in the pre-holiday craziness. Have a good week, a great weekend, and we'll see you on the other side. Take care.
Music and why I preach again, I believe that it is a contributing fact to our juvenile delinquency of today.
DJ Easy Ed's Variety Hour. 120 minutes of rockabilly, hillbilly, old country, 50.